great to see so many of you here making a noise, and let's hear your voice, make your voice heard to everybody in there standing up for the NHS. This vote today is a vote which is crucial to the future of our National Health Service. This Secretary of State basically wants carte blanche to break up the NHS, to ride roughshod over local people. Well, the people of Lewisham told him that they couldn't do that, didn't they? And they won, and they won a victory for everybody when they stood up to an arrogant Secretary of State. And today he's going to have to listen to the concerns people have about what he is doing, the way he wants to drive through money-driven changes on every community in the country, to deny local people a voice in the thing that matters most to them, the National Health Service. Are you listening, Jeremy? Are you listening? It's time to listen to what people are saying. You can't treat the National Health Service in this way. It belongs to everybody, yes, not to you.
Yes, thank you.
It belongs to everybody, and therefore everybody have to have a say,
yes,
in how our NHS moves forward. So I want to say to you all today, to see you here does my heart good, and I'm sure it will do good to the staff working in the NHS today who believe in the NHS that they work in, and they want to see people out fighting for it. You're fighting for it, I'm fighting for it. Let's work together to do this. Labour later today will move a vote to delete clause 119 from the care bill. If that doesn't succeed, we'll support the amendment, the cross-party amendment, that effectively gives local people back their voice. This is essential if we're to have local communities, doctors, nurses in charge of making these big decisions rather than management consultants. You know, why is he doing this? They're developing a plan over there right now, aren't they? Clearly, to make drastic changes to hospitals up and down England. That's why they're doing this. It's their response to the pressures that the National Health Service is facing to impose changes on people up and down the country. We have got to send the message today that our National Health Service deserves better than what this government is doing. We won't accept it. We won't accept the breakup of a National Health Service in the teeth of opposition of local people. We won't accept an arrogant government and Secretary of State riding roughshod over people. Today's the day to fight back, to make our voice heard, to stand up for the NHS. That's what you're doing by being here. Thank you, everybody, and let's go on there and win this.